Chris, I guess really my first question, pleased with this year's legislative session?
Very pleased, very pleased. We didn't get everything we wanted, but we got a lot of what we wanted and what we needed, and we're very pleased with it.
That's good. And I know some of the bills of really interest to producers all across the state. What were some of those?
The main one was House Bill 50, which was the livestock liability bill. We've been trying for two sessions now to get that passed, and it happened this year. It's not perfect, but it's certainly better than anything that we had in the past. We're very pleased with that. Of course, the House Bill 238, which allows the CUVA and the FLPA land to be taken out without a penalty for people that wants to put in solar panels or whatever, and that land be reassessed and reevaluated based on its use. That's a real good bill for producers. The Ag Education Bill, which will allow for curricula from grammar school all the way through high school to help educate kids on agriculture, environment, and agriculture products and the ways of agriculture. We're very pleased with those bills. The House Bill 290, which is the ad valorem tax bill on leased equipment, it gives the local tax assessors a guideline that shows that those items that are leased doesn't have to pay property tax. So that's kind of the main ones that got passed that we were really pushing for. So all in all, we've had a good year.